Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, April 2nd, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. First up is iOS 11.4. Apple released the first developer beta for iPhone and iPad today alongside watchOS 4.3.1 beta and tvOS 11.4 beta. The new iPhone and iPad software update includes the return of some features missing in last week's iOS 11.3 release, including messages in iCloud and AirPlay 2. The update also suggests that HomePod will support stereo pairing when iOS 11.4 is released, likely in June, but a beta version of the HomePod software is needed to make stereo pairing work for now, and Apple doesn't seed HomePod betas to developers so far. And in the Mac space, Bloomberg has a new report on the anticipated shift from Intel chips in Macs to Apple's own chips. The new report claims Apple will begin the shift with its notebook line as soon as 2020. Since 2010, Apple has made its A-series chips for its iPhones and iPads, while slowly introducing custom chips in Macs to handle specific tasks in the Touch Bar MacBook Pros and high-end iMac Pro. And there's a new deadline for developers with Apple Watch apps. Starting this week, Apple Watch apps made for the original version of watchOS can no longer be included in app updates. The move is meant to limit older, less capable apps from being offered on Apple Watch, while encouraging developers to make modern Apple Watch apps with newer capabilities. But some high-profile apps like Instagram are opting to just remove their Apple Watch apps for now instead of updating them. Hopefully, Apple will give developers even more reason to create and maintain good Apple Watch apps in June when we expect to see watchOS 5 previewed. Apple Watch is a lot faster now and more capable than when it was first introduced. And on the 9 to 5 Mac YouTube channel, Jeff Benjamin has published his video review of the new 9.7-inch iPad with Apple Pencil support. One key takeaway is the new iPad is a clear upgrade for anyone with an iPad Air or older, but it's trickier if you use an iPad Air 2, given some of the technology differences. Check out his full review and hands-on video at youtube.com/9to5Mac. Read those stories and more on 9to5Mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.